Hello and welcome to MGP. I'm Sheepdog and there's no Kev this week. So with me this week is Anna and Pab. Say hello, Anna and Pab.
Hello.
Hello.
Every time I do that, I nearly go, I'm Kev, and with me this week is Sheepdog, Anna and Pab. Say hello,
boys
and
girls. That's not your name.
And every week I'm like, no, you're not Kev. You've just burned the intro into your brain.
Wow. And
do you never find that, like, the smallest word will send you off on a, like... echolalia type jobby, like,
yeah,
not to jump too far into games, but my son's been playing the Turtles Revenge of Shredder game, and he realized very quickly that if he played as Raphael, it was already set to my level 10 Raphael character from where I completed it. And so all I've heard from my living room all week is, I am one tired turtle. And so I have been saying it so much, and it's actually killing me that I can't stop saying it. I woke up, I hadn't slept very well, and I was tired, and I was just, it was the first thing I said this morning because I was knackered. But it's so easy to put sentences in my head and have me then feel the need to say them when I think that's what I'm supposed to say. It's, yeah, Kev's intro is burned now. It's, what, 530? I didn't even say what number it was. That's Kev's spiel. I don't say the number. I don't even know what it is. What are we, 530, 532?
You didn't even ask for it, did you? 523.
Nope. 523. There you go. Welcome to episode 523. 523 of these, bloody hell. I've probably been on, what, 400 of them by now?
I bet you're probably closer to 500. Realistically, you've not missed 123 episodes.
I don't know, Pab. I was wondering last week when I wasn't on whether you've done more than me yet. I wonder how far off it you are. If someone like Lee McElwain wants to count through and just like add episodes to the Sheepdog, Kev, Pab and Anna piles, I'm pretty sure it'll go... To be fair, it'll probably go like Kev, Anna, Pab, Bouncy, Sheepdog at this point. It's not intentional. I've just... everything I need to do in life seems to be on a Friday, and I've stopped asking Kev to move it. Now, sometimes I'm like, should we move it to Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday? And he's usually just busy, and he bless him. So I don't even ask now. I'm just like, I'm not here Friday. But in the old days, I think we would have done it. We'd have squozen it in, wouldn't we?
We would, but... He is a busy boy, and we go out on Fridays, as you, like you said, you do your things on Fridays. We go to children play areas on a Friday.
Yeah. Maybe elaborate on that a little bit more.
for Andy, not for me.
Yeah. Just didn't want to leave that hanging. I just thought, you know what, that's a clip if we don't carry on with that. So I haven't spoken to you lot in 2 weeks. Have you been busy?
No,
you've just been scouring the internet to make sure my water pipes are okay.
Yes, because I saw it today and I thought, well, that I know where that is because it's where the girls used to live. And I know where you live, so I thought I'd ask if your water's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it was just so random. You were like, "Is your house? Has your house got water? There's a burst main." And I was just like, "I don't know. I'll go and turn the tap on." I actually got a jug. I was like, "I'm going to hold a jug here, and I'm going to fill this jug up just in case it suddenly, like, if I let it pour, and then I turn and the tap suddenly runs dry, I'll be really annoyed that I let all that water go to waste." So I just like filled the jug, poured it in the kettle, filled the jug again, and I was like, I'll put this in the fridge. We've got like a water thing in the fridge. And then I was like, right, I'll fill another jug. And then I thought, I'm going to leave this running now and see whether it actually goes off. Because at this point, I don't need this much water for the afternoon while they're repairing this hole. But it just kept going. And then I went outside.
Apparently got shut off at town gate, like Godsey and all of surrounding areas apparently got all shut off till 8 o'clock this evening. So
how weird. I went for a walk down there with Mrs. Sheepdog. I discovered a cafe last week that did a lavender chai latte, which I was like, I bet that's tasty. And everybody else was like, I bet it's disgusting. It sounds awful. So I had one on Saturday and I've been back twice since, which is quite funny because today when I asked for it, they said to me, have you had this before? And I was like, I've actually had it 3 times this week now. And they were like, oh, what do you think of it? And I was like, well, I've had it 3 times this week. And she was like, oh, well, I'm the one who put it on the menu. And everyone, all of my colleagues said, I'm not sure about that. And I was like, well, I really like it. Is it not going to stay on the menu then? And she was like, well, it does depend how it sells. And I was like, well, I'm here to buy one now. And she told me they did an iced version. So I tried that and it was extra splendid as well. And yeah, I'm just hoping that I'm single-handedly keeping that on the menu with my feedback, because I was like, this is a great drink. I've basically brought friends here, brought my wife here twice. if you take it off the menu, you're going to have to replace it with something good. But you're also going to have to live with the fact that that's not going to be my taste fixation in like 2 months' time. And when they'll be sending me emails going, Sheepdog, we've got so much lavender sat in these bowls. Why aren't you drinking it? I'm going to be like, sorry, I discovered something else that's just taken my obsession in a new direction. But yeah. I'm enjoying that. But yeah, there was no water flowing. I was expecting, you said 30 feet in the air.
It was.
I
actually looked,
I went in my garden to see if I could see it and I couldn't. And I was very disappointed. I mean, I don't know how high 30 feet is. My, you know, my fence is only 7 feet or something, isn't it? So it would have been like, yeah, well, four fences
that's
high.
That's what the guy on the website, on the deeping page said. He went past it in his car. I just went on what he said. I was
Well, he's
there.
An exaggerating moose, isn't he?
It looked splendid, though. On a day like today, I'm surprised.
Yeah,
the kids
God,
weren't
why
down
fix
there.
It? Let everyone dance under it. I say that because my water wasn't affected.
Yeah, apparently they were putting the telephone thing in, and it did not work. They went through it.
They got it wet. They put it in the water pipe. Yeah, that's a misfire. That's a mistake. What about you, Pab? You done anything in the past fortnight?
Fortnight.
I haven't seen you in a while, have I?
Me, I haven't seen me in a while, no. May.
May, so, okay. Well, I only asked about the last fortnight. I didn't ask about the last, 3 months?
3 months or so, yeah. I don't think anything's been going on, no. Yeah. We got accepted for something.
Oh, we did? Are you talking about the EGX passes?
Things that I'm saying, not knowing that... Did we confirm them?
We did.
Take them back off us again, did they?
No, what makes me laugh?
No, that was an error.
I saw a tweet they put out saying there's an error on our system. A load of people got messages saying they've been declined. We've sent out messages to everyone who's got one. Hope we didn't cause any upset. And what made me laugh was obviously Anna and I. I mean, I'm so like the one time I was pretty much on the ball, I got a message saying you've been declined. Anna said, "Yep, same." I put it in Kev's chat, so Kev was like, oh, and I was like, well, maybe we'll have to go to Spain, like you said then. And Kev was like, well, I could probably get one for Anna. I'll see what I can do. And then, he also meant, I assume he meant, I'll see what I can do for both of you. Like, he knew he could get yours and he would see what he could do for me was what he meant, I think, but he's probably joking. Anyway, and then I went to come back to the chat to say, oh, Kev will sort it when he's not doing his, you know, world record attempt. And suddenly saw the other email saying you have been accepted for a creator pass. And then I was like, this is weird. And then I had the creator pass as well come straight in. And then you'd said the same thing. And I was like, what on earth? I was thinking, surely Kev didn't just wave his hand over the table and be like, oi, oi, like, what are you playing at? For a split moment, I thought he had. I was like, I haven't seen him even move from his chair. How has he fixed this? And then, I saw their tweet and... It was a little bit like Pab was going, well, I got mine. I'm like, what Pab got his? Mine and Pab say the same thing. They'd have had to go out of their way to pick him over me. I did mine first. They'd have had to go, I don't like the look of this guy, and then pick Pab straight after. But
hang on, how would you have done yours first?
I'm pretty sure I did mine. No, this time, it was Comic-Con I did mine first because I told you it was out. But no, you did yours first and sent me your answers.
I sent you all the answers, yeah.
You did. Because, like a clever boy, you keep the notes of what you actually put in each year.
Yeah, I just copy and paste it onto a notepad and then just copy and paste it all back into the form the year after.
Mine used to autofill. Mine would automatically tell me all the figures and whatnot. I must have accidentally cleared my forms. But, mine would just automatically say all the links and I'd have to replace them with whatever the most up-to-date episode was. But, it's cool. We're officially at MCM and EGX this year. My winter months are well crowded. I've got two events, a holiday with a family, supposedly, a holiday with my mates, my wife's 40th, Ollie's birthday. I don't know if I spoke to you two about this. Yeah. I've spoken to Kev about it, but I mean, I probably have. I've been making lots of noise. Anna might have seen it on Facebook, but I was on LinkedIn the other day and someone I used to work with was like, a friend of mine's looking for people to help him on a project. If any of you know anything about autism or would like to support a project about autism, you know, drop me a message, let me know. And so I responded, I shared it, but I also was like, this is something that I know a bit about. I'm a bit interested in this. And I get this DM and it's like, hey there, my name's blah, blah. I used to work for Lucasfilm. You know, I'm a my buddies, George Lucas, Rick McCallum, this other fella called Pete, I can't remember his surname, this lady called RDs. They're like, yeah, we all worked on producing the Star Wars prequels, and I did the commercial marketing and all this, that, and the other. And I'm like, right. And he's like, we're making a documentary about like an autistic fella who's like, he's traveling around the world as a nomad, just walking from country to country and just exploring the world. He's, you know, been to all sorts, like even walked into North Korea and just filmed a bit there and then had a chat with someone and then left. And it's all just sounds insane. Anyway, they were like, do you want to work on it with us? And I was like, what do you mean? And then they just, I had a few phone calls with him, and they were like, the first of it was like chatting about autism, and he has some family members and stuff that he just was, you know, I was giving him a bit of advice and talking through it. But then it got to like, well, we're trying to gain funding for the film. You know, do you reckon we could, have you got any experience of doing that? And so basically I'm at a point now where I'm getting in contact with companies going like, yeah, I've got this film that's being made by these bunch of people that worked on the Star Wars prequels. Do you want to help us fund it? We're going to film here, there and everywhere and run events and stuff. And I'm like, how have I've just stumbled into this like big documentary. The budget on it's millions. Like, they're not expecting me to personally find millions for it, obviously, but they're like, if you could just help us out, like, I was giving them, we're talking to a company about some sort of promo that they could potentially do to show that they sponsor the cause and all of this. And I basically just wrote down an idea for a promo. They're like, that's actually pretty cool. We'll pitch that. And yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. It's been like a week and I'm still kind of like, how have I fallen into this weird and wonderful, ridiculous sheepdog cartoon nonsense? I have checked they're real. Like, I have very much checked they're real. Because he's quite fun, actually. He's been sending me pictures of events he's done in the past and that. So I've just been like reading through their sites and checking all the different people did have credits for different things. And it's like, yeah, my God. But that's kind of my week so far. It's just been this wildness. I've obviously played games, which we'll get to in a minute, but I'm currently like just emailing heads of marketing and CEOs and whatever, just trying to find anyone who might be willing to spend a few hundred grand or whatever on sponsoring stuff. It's a shame we didn't start a podcast where all of our listeners were millionaires, isn't it? I could have just been like, oi, listeners, get in touch with your sacks of cash. Let's all fund the documentary. But I'd have to go back in time and be like, no, do it about diamonds and gold, not games. We could have been the D&G podcast.
Who?
Diamonds and gold. Literally, it was just the words I said. God, you two.
I was thinking of names. I was thinking Dave and Gordon.
If I get a dog called Gordon, we could get your Dave, Anna, and my Gordon.
Hello,
yo. To be fair, my dogs are going to be called Rupert and Trevor if I get my way, because I realised, I don't think I've said this before, my dad's name's Robert. And if you take my first name, Ollie's first name, Ben's first name, Emily's first name, and then Rupert and Terence, our first names all spell Robert. And I was telling this to my sister, whose name is Nick, and then realised that her name's Nick and her daughter's called Izzy and her husband's called Chris. I was like, you've already beaten me to it. You've already got a family with your goddamn names that already... I was just like, tributing herself though, not our dad. But no, I'm just like, we need to complete the series. And my wife's first name is the first letter of his middle name. So we've spelt his name out. I'm basically a tribute to my dad if I get these dogs. But Mrs. Sheepdog doesn't see it that way. She won't let me call them Rupert and Terence, I think it was going for, not Trevor. She did say that she'd be happy to go for like something else, like Rufus or Rocky. She didn't say Rocky.
Ronald.
I think I kept pushing Rocky out. Ronald, I don't know. It's not very...
Reginald.
Reginald would be good, because you'd be like, Reggie, drop it.
Yeah, Reggie works.
Reggie. And then what about T?
T?
I've been watching Only Murders in the Building. I might see if I can convince her to call it Tobbert. Just Robert with a T.
Tobbert.
There's a character in that called Tobbert.
Toby.
Yeah, it's just Robert with a T, Tobbert. Toby's a good name. But, I know a tortoise called Toby, though. And the train.
You can't do that then.
The train.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also, you can't call him Thomas because of the tank engine.
Yeah. Well, Tommy has a friend called Toby as well, doesn't he?
He does. He's got, he's like a brown
shed. It's a shed with wheels.
Yeah.
I wonder if you let me call it Tiberius.
Remember there was a green one? Percy. It was Gordon. Well,
I was going to say, there's like Henry,
Percy.
There's Duck.
Is it Percy?
They're both green.
Yeah, there's Percy.
Pav, do you know what? You ever see that programme? Is it, what was it, In It to Win It? the lottery thing where it was like, the topic is this. How many do you think you can name? And group one will be I think I can name five of them. And then the other people are like, I can do 10. I used to watch that with Mr. Sheepdog and think, if they come up with like Thomas the Tank Engine Trains, Pokemon, all stuff like that. You could just imagine they'd say it. I'd just be like, Pokemon, 700. And they'd be like, go on then. I think I'd start low. I'd be like, seven maybe. Seven Pokemon, I reckon I can stretch to seven. And then when they're like nine, I go, 12. And if they start getting cocky, I'll be like, 900 if you like. There's 1,070 now or something? I don't know. And then I'd be like, do you mind if I do the first 151 in the order of the poker rap to whatever the guy's name is?
And they'd be like, if you want it.
And then I'd just be there, just going, gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all. I'd have to try and do the Thomas ones in number order, and I'd probably get it wrong because I can't fully remember all the numbers now. I reckon I could do the first, like, eight, maybe. But it's been a while. So, yeah, that's been me while I've been off. I've obviously descended into lunacy even further. I've stumbled into the weirdest nonsense. I feel like it's my weirdest like gambit yet, like I feel like I've just, it's the stakes have never been higher, the ridiculousness has never been wider, and I've never felt more out of my depth than ever. It's brilliant. I'm loving it. We'll see what happens. I imagine in a month's time I'll be telling everyone how I've massively let them down and I'm blacklisted from all major film events forever, and George Lucas has somehow sullied my name or whatever. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Either way, it'll be a fun story. I'll do a vlog about it. It might get a couple of thousand views. So yeah, should we move on to games? We can. Well, you sounded very enthusiastic there. Pab was telling me that you were going to force me to become the biggest Starfield player in the world or something.
I thought my theory was that me and Anna were just going to do so much similar to last week and go on a spiel and try and pretty much talk you into having a go, because it's on Game Pass, so I don't see why you wouldn't have
it
a go.
Is.
But it sounds to me like Anna might have
fallen off it, I thought, from what.
Yeah,
so you come in like, you were like, we'll get you, we'll be telling you why you have to play it. And Anna was like,
yeah.
What's wrong with it, Anna?
No, it's not. People can enjoy what they want. I just
disagree with it.
I find it very boring. So there's no space travel to talk of. Basically, you're in a spaceship and then you go to a map and then you go here and then you're there.
Yeah, these companies and their big ideas and their fancy suits and ties, they have ruined games for our generation. These thickos, because let's face it, they are thickos. They've taken space games and gone, you don't need to fly through space, you just need to point at a map and poke it. They've done the same with Final Fantasy games. You don't run around on a giant world map anymore. I want to run around on a map that just goes do, 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 do on a loop for 40 hours.
Yeah.
And I want to have that burned into my brain. And I want to be able to feel like I'm just running through endless. I'm a giant. They're small fields. I run between towns. Not that I follow a corridor of trees to the next place. I want a giant map. And they did the same with all of the real-time strategy games. They turned them into no bases, just tanks. I've been ranting about that since the first, 100 MGP games when they ruined Red Alert and that Rise of Nations game came out. And none of them want you to build your own little base and stuff anymore. They're all just streamlined into whatever. And it's like, no, I actually, you know what? Straight off the bat, Anna, you know me, you get me with games. I thought I'd be flying around in space on this. Not all the time, because I don't want to be just shuttling around from A to B. I want a bit of fast travel, but I also want freelancer, basically, between planets.
So you fight in space, you move around in space and fight, and when you see other ships and they hail you, you can board them. But you can't really go anywhere without pointing at the, go onto the map and point where you want to land. There's no, you don't land it, you don't take off, you just watch a cutscene. And again, it's just a loading screen, and I just find that very boring. Like, I could I could be in a city. I could go, and then it goes, right, you've got to go here, which is probably like four, say, grav jumps away. I can literally, this person can give me a mission. I can go on the map. I can set where I'm going and tell it to jump there, and I'll be on that planet. I just find that not real.
See, because like, that's what I like about it. I like the fact that it cuts out all of it. I'm all business, no pleasure with this. I'm like, boom, boom, boom.
See, you want me to do this? I was about to say, I want a bit of middle.
Sorry?
Like, Red Dead 2, for example, or Red Dead even in general, would let you ride across the American expanse, but it also let you jump straight to a marker if you needed to.
From what I've seen, I don't know how true this is. I saw a video of someone on YouTube who just set it running and just set it in a direction and went and said, get me to somewhere. And in the 12 hours, they got there, but it took them 12 hours. 12 real in-game, in, like, real life hours.
So you can fly through space then?
Apparently so, but it's...
Oh. But you're not going anywhere fast.
It's not feasible because it's that so far it is.
Well, no, sure. Like, but if I... What I'm saying, I guess, is if I can... Because, you know, I'm a complicated man, Pab. Sometimes I'm going to... They'll say to me, quick, get to Vlagor 9 and save the princess. And I'll be like, well, I ain't messing around here. Let's go. And then other days, they might be like, look, I need you to find this hat. And I'll just think, do you know what? I'll get there in 12 hours. But in the next 12 hours of playtime, I'm just going to fly through space and blow up pirates and stuff. And I might just see if I can catch up with the Voyager spacecraft and knock it off its course for a laugh or whatever, you know, just cause some mischief in space.
Yeah.
And if I can't do that, then that's not very fun. I used to just ride around on Red Dead, as I say, just on my horse, accidentally committing crimes.
Imagine the Red Dead map times a million.
Well, sure, times a million because it takes 12 hours. I'm not necessarily saying...
The fact that I don't think that they... I think they probably instigate the spawns when you jump into a planet, so, you know, where you fast travel to a planet, and probably...
I know space is pretty big. I hear it, you know, I've heard on the grapevine that space is quite big.
I don't think that there is much going on in that in-between gap. I don't think there's just... You're not going to randomly come across things.
But could it not just be... Well, surely you should.
But I suspect what happens is because nobody's expected to do this 12-hour minimum travel. Most people are going to fast travel, so they're going to load the encounters in at each end of where you're fast traveling or going to and from. So in that middle bit, it's just a lot of space and nothing in the middle.
They could have worked around that a little bit by saying that the ships went like five times quicker. And then that 12-hour journey, I'm not doing the maths, 2 and a bit hours. Well,
they do go five times quicker. It's called a grav jump, and it's technically a fast travel.
What I'm saying is, like, you know, they don't have to make the space smaller if they make the ships faster. So
yeah, but then,
you feel
then
like
you're
going a long way
quick. It's not realistic.
It's the future. Of course it's realistic. They're going to get quicker.
People are going to whinge about everything. You're never going to get a happy medium. People are not happy that they fast travel. People will be not happy that you go too fast, that you ping pong around the map like it's a pinball machine.
I'm not unhappy that there's a fast travel. I misunderstood what Anna was describing, I guess, because I was imagining, like, the example that came to mind for me immediately was in, I want to say it was Final Fantasy X-2. To go anywhere in that, you just basically got into your rocket ship and you went up to the guy in the pilot seat and you selected where you were going from a list.
And then when you exited the
ship, you were there. And I was kind of just like, I've just clicked a list.
You can do that. So what I do is that I get given a quest. I open the quest page and then there's a button that says, and shows the quest that you've got active. And then there's a button that says show on map. I click on that and it shows where it is on the map and you go here. And it goes, boom, boom, done. And that's it. And
I'm also thinking Mass Effect travelled like this, didn't it? So actually, I love that. And
there you go, you're in.
Yeah. No, I'm open to me again.
Boom, another satisfied customer.
Yeah, but what is the point of putting all of this going on about... Oh, you can build this, and what's the point if you're just gonna fast travel from here to there? It just seems irrelevant.
I mean,
to put
yes, you're right. you're right about that. I mean, I have spent some time building ships this week. Building ships is a strong word. adjusting my own, adjusting the ship that I already had is probably what I did. I
put an extension on anyone accidentally hiring you to work on their dock.
I put an extension on, pretty much, is what I did. I just put an extension on because my ship has like 425 storage, and I got to the point where I was like, I don't have any room.
I found a ship called the Hawker, and I have 2,000 storage on it because I found
it. Sounds good. So what I did was I put on a extra room, and then that allowed me to put an extra 4 storage crates on it. So now I'm at 1,400.
Nice.
So I've got tons of room again now because I was just sick of. I'm not getting rid of all my resources. I might need them.
No, I'm not
getting rid of all of my nickel and my aluminium and my copper. No.
Yeah, your carry storage is small.
Have you built an outpost yet, Anna?
No, I couldn't tell you how you did it.
I mean, it's literally you open the scanner and there'll be a prompt somewhere to set down an outpost like beacon. And then that's like basically becomes like your outpost. But I've been told that you don't have storage in it. Because I was saying, can I just make an Amazon warehouse and just and just set it up and just full of chests and storage crates? But no, you can't do that.
Lack of storage is like putting me off a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, they did that in Fallout 76. They made you have such small storage that they finally gave you a storage that had unlimited, because it was ridiculous, because in 76 you would have to build everything, you would have to build your outposts, do all your weapons and everything, and you need supplies. But when your storage is so small, they've got to do something about that, because like even when you like get the fitness thingy-majig, the upgrade.
It's only like
5 or 10.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to carry all this copper and stuff, uranium. And you don't know why you need it, but you do.
I feel like all of their games I've fallen off of at one point or another because I'm over-encumbered.
So I
hate it. They need to stop it.
What it wants you to do is, I'm too lazy to do it. This is the problem. It's like, right, your ship is full of materials. Do something with them. Sell them. Craft something with them. So it's like, you need money anyway. Make the money. You know where the materials are.
I've got so much money.
But it's like, well, I don't know. I never know what I'm going to need. But I mean, I'm sure that you probably need materials to build an outpost. And I've just not got around to it. Because I don't know, where am I going to put an outpost? Where do I want an outpost? Apparently,
surely.
You set up an outpost on a planet.
The way with, I think, outpost goes is, you know when you're in the first, like, major city, there's these kiosk things, and you go to these kiosk things, and they will go, you have to go, like, one of them I'm doing at the moment is you go to a planet, and you have to go and scan it all. Not all,
the constellation
quest. But, like, you have to see if it's viable for human life, and that takes a while. So maybe that needs an outpost, but that is breaking me.
Yeah, but like I said, you can put up an outpost pretty much anywhere. I almost accidentally did it by just pressing the wrong button on my controller when I was in the scanner. But I don't know whether I'm gonna. I don't want to set up an outpost and then never come back to this planet ever again.
Uh huh.
My idea is. I don't know if I said, I don't know, I didn't do this last time. Last week we talked about it, I'd played 10 hours. I'm at 25 hours now.
Wow.
I went to a off-world casino that was abandoned. I saw it on TikTok. My TikTok's ruined by Starfield. I saw it on TikTok about how you can get a lot of easy money, and I'll be honest, it's not that much money. But the money comes in for contraband, and there's contraband on that abandoned casino. But getting to, if you don't have like anywhere to hide that contaband, you get scanned in a lot of places.
You've got to go to the den in the
exactly.
wolf
in the wolf system. That's exactly where I went. So now I'm thinking, do I set up a base where the den is? Just outside the den, I'm just going to have a facility so that I can potentially keep my goods there. But I don't think you can... I was told, if people know this, correct me, but I was told that there isn't a place. It's not your
so
outpost.
So respawn point.
Your outpost is like a research facility where you do all your research, do all your stuff. You can assign staff to it.
I've done all my research. I can't do anymore because it's all blocked.
Really? Wow. I've not done any of it.
When you go to that research bar workstation,
I've been to
that, and I have unlocked everything I can unlock, but then the one to carry on with that, you've got to unlock them
in the skills.
And it's just
like,
I don't have that skill, I just want to, and it won't let me. So I've got all of these items and loot, and I can't do anything with them because they're all my mods are locked behind skill checks things, and I don't know what the game wants me to do. Like, it wants to give all of this mission. It just wants, basically, the way I see it, is just do the main mission, because at least with that, you're getting through the game. It's not like Fallout where you go, oh, my son's missing, right. Oh, let's go to Concord. Let's go and help these people. Oh, these people need me to go and help them people. Oh, let's go and help. Oh, what's that over there? Let's go over there. And it just doesn't seem... Because, like, I'm level, like, 15, and they just keep going on about these stupid pieces of metal, and I'm like, this is boring. I don't care for metal.
Wait. How many pieces of metal are we talking here, Anna?
I've got...
Oh, okay, let's say this. Have you been to a temple yet?
No.
Go to a temple. I assume you spoke to
Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I doing the stupid thing where I do a bit of the main mission and then I filled my mission page with everything else but that mission? Because I've talked to Vladimir once, and he told me about his house, and that was it.
Vladimir is the guy on the eye, isn't he? He's the one that can find that the anomalies, isn't he? He will send you to one which is different to the other things that he has found. It's different, but it's giving him the same sort of readings, and that is a temple you'll want to go to. And once you go to temple number one, I think it might invigorate you to play a bit more.
I've played four days of this, in game time.
Four... Right. Okay. I've not even seen that. But I didn't even see an in game time. I've just seen my Steam one.
In game time of playing the game of 4 days and some hours.
Hang on a minute. In-game space, Starfield days.
No, as in my days.
Real life days.
Anna days. Anna time.
Yes, my time. Four days.
You've played four days worth.
I've had it since the first.
Oh, so have I, but I'm trying to figure out where I'm... Does it mean like 24? What's that? Four 24s. Come on, sheepdog.
What am I, a dictionary?
A calculator.
1996. It's not far off 100, is it, Pab? It's like, yeah. I mean, that's wasn't actually that hard at all. I just resented the fact you expected me to do your dirty work.
You've done 96 hours of Starfield.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? You've done 96 hours of Starfield.
Uh-huh.
And you haven't found... I don't understand
it. Yeah, Pab, she travelled to, like, 8 planets in that time directly by hand.
And it's the one in-game journey across the space. No, but what I'm saying is, I feel like if you'd have pushed the main quest enough, I feel like you must have some point found this. If you haven't found it, you will be right on it.
Hold on, I have. There's this company that begins with an R. I want to say Raiju, but I know it's not that.
Right, yeah, something like that. Ryujin or something.
I've been getting coffee for them.
Oh, did you do the interview then, did you? Yeah. Okay.
I'm now in the Freedom Fighters or something.
Freestar Collective.
Probably, and now I'm the Sheriff.
Yes. Yeah, you're a sheriff, yeah. Yeah, okay. So, you've not done that many main quests for... You've not done many quests for Constellation, or whatever it is. Is it Constellation?
No.
So, Constellation is what you probably want to do. I imagine you aren't far off that. If you spoke to the guy at the Eye, then realistically you shouldn't be far off it.
Yeah, he keeps telling me to go back and see him, and I'm like, well, I've been to see him. I don't need to see him again, do I?
Yes, because... He will trigger a series of events. The mission will trigger a series of events, which will give you... I'm not saying it.
Okay.
But it will trigger something for you, and it quickly becomes like a thing that he does. He gives you these quests, and you go on to these temples. So you want to go and do that, probably. Because there's a certain point in the trailer, and in the trailer from what's E3 time, Summer Games Fest time, from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watched that trailer, you will quickly realise there's a part of this game you haven't seen yet, and you should have. You probably should have done by this point. I'm dancing around it without saying it.
The listener will
people know. And that will unlock more story-based quests about why you're doing what you're doing. I've just got to a point where I've been put in my place.
That happens a lot to you, didn't it, Pap?
Not round here. I've done some quests that resulted in me coming across somebody that we didn't really want to be coming across.
Oh no.
Those quests are well worth checking out. I mean,
okay. Maybe after this, I'll go and see Vladimir again.
Yes. I mean, I'm in a similar boat, Anna. Whereas I hadn't really been pushing that much on that. I've been like you.
Well, I was just going on Fallout logic.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine, Anna. But if you're wanting a bit more out of why and what the purpose is, then that's the direction.
It was just always the same. It was go here. I've done this so many times, I don't want to do it again.
Like I say, I think you'll do that probably 6 or 7 times before. So you probably find 6 or 7 pieces before this next major pieces. So I imagine you've probably done most of them already. And there's more out there. There's plenty more out there that you can get. But the temples become a thing where you're going to be sent to more often, I think.
I'll go and see him and see what he's got to say.
And push them constellation quests anyway.
Oh my god, can we talk about the Digilocks? They mess my brain up. So they've got they've got a new lockpick system. Like in Fallout, it was more about touch, and you would just fiddle around a little, like your sticks around, and you'd find the sweet spot and then you'd open this one. Because I can't see patterns very well, my brain doesn't like them, and I am out of Digilocks completely. I don't know what it is, but my mind does not know where the patterns are supposed to go, and it breaks me. And I cannot. Like, I've gone like 2 up in like the skill tree.
Yes.
So like I can do expert. So like the novice ones I can just about work out. But anything above, because like basically it's a ring. Well, there's multiple rings, concentric rings, and all of them have got like little bits missing.
Little
and
slots that you're meant to put. Yeah, and put then the you bits have to in,
slot them in, and it's not just one bit of puzzle. Like one puzzle can be multiple different parts that you have to put in.
Breaks
my brain because I don't know how this works. Okay. Because you can move them around.
Yes.
Yeah. I cannot.
So.
Get my head around them.
I heard this somewhere. Did I hear this or read this somewhere that if you have the second level of the lockpicks and you cycle through some of the different picks that you can put into it.
Mm-hmm.
The lock will highlight blue for whatever level it's on. So if you're circling round with one and the outer ring is blue, then you know that it's for that one. If you circle around with one and you go on the inner lock, you know that it's then it to that turns blue, and then it's for the inner circle.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
I don't fully understand it either,
but. Yeah.
Things go like there's blue on different one. I'm like, why are you blue?
Yes. So yeah.
But then
there's nowhere
to put it anywhere, so it would zoom my head in.
No, but what I do like is that you put one of the pick circles onto your main circle bit, and you say, okay, leave that there. We're going to the next one. And then you go back to it and it's still in the same position, so you can see which slots you are going to fill.
Okay.
So it's like you can cycle through them and go, okay, put you on the inner circle. You're an inner circle one, leave you where you are. Let's figure out the next one. And then you can then just cycle through them when you figure it out, you can then just go 1, 2, 3, 4 and just click them all through and they'll just do it all. Yeah. I've enjoyed doing them, but I haven't even tried. I've seen expert ones and I went, nope, never mind. I've just been like, I'll just do novice ones. I've not even attempted the expert ones, to be fair.
They are. They are.
And I can get lost to them sometimes. I look and I'm going, I was looking yesterday, I'm going, I don't understand what I'm looking at. I'm like breaking my brain going, why is this? I thought I'd done this one. I was like, no, wait, no, that is for a different one. Okay. So I understand what you mean. It can be a bit, but once it sinks in and it clicks for you, I think it'll be pretty straightforward. So
yeah, it is.
I mean, I am, like I say, 25 hours in. I don't think I've done that much lock picking, even though I've got, like I say, two skill points in lock picking. I just haven't been doing it. I've been the amount of, like you say, Anna, busy work is an understatement. And the amount of stuff I have done. I did a series of quests on Mars for someone who wanted some mining equipment.
Yep, just done that.
Yep, I did that, and I had to go and speak to. I had to get a job as an assistant.
Yep.
So okay, let's go from the beginning. This guy wanted help with something. I helped him. He then said, "Can you help me get some mining equipment?" I say yes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "How do I do that then? You need to get the approval from the foreman or wherever it is, the top guy." But he doesn't do any approving. It's his assistant that does all his work. He just sits there having a drink or whatever. Dossing about, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, so then I had to apply for a job to get the assistant's job.
Mm-hmm.
I then had to break into the computer system to delete all the other applications. So mine was the only application on set, so I got automatically hired.
Surely that would give the game away that you did it.
Well, no, but I don't know. But I then...
Plot hole there.
I then had to... Before I could get onto the computer, the boss man wanted me to get some cargo from some other fella. So he's waiting for some cargo and he needs to go and speak to the whoever it is.
The way you say cargo makes it sound so ominous.
I don't know what it is. I never knew what it was. I was never told.
Corum is cargo.
And then
our Ashley. So,
but then to do that, I had to do a job for the guy who's holding the cargo back.
The mayor, I think he was.
It's someone. Something.
Yeah.
And he wants his ship destroyed because his ship's gone missing. His ship's gone missing, so he wants it. He knows where it is. Go and get it destroyed.
It's
go and blow it.
Then,
go
it?
And blow it up. No questions asked. Did you blow it up? No questions asked, Anna.
No, I
You bought it as well.
What did I do? I bought it as well, yeah.
I'd have bought it as well, yeah. Because I was like, I talked balls to you, bloody blowing up.
Someone says you, I want you to do this, no questions asked. You're like, well, I won't ask the questions, but
no,
I will.
No, well, I'm thinking if you don't want the ship, I'm having it. I'm taking this for myself. I'll tell you it's been blown up any day of the week. I'll just put it in my spaceport for thank you very much.
You'll be gutted when it's riddled with space gonorrhea, though, and you've, you know, he wants it destroyed because he just wants to keep everyone safe.
There's a reason he wants it. He wants it blown up because of some sort of sordid affair that's going on.
See, I'm not far off the mark,
yeah,
am I?
Exactly.
That's riddled.
So, I didn't blow up the ship. I don't even know what I did with it. Did he end up taking it? Because I couldn't take the ship. I just had to go back and go, I didn't do it, but I now know your secret. And it's like, oh, you're blackmailing. I was like, no, just give me the package. And then I'll just complete the mission, mate.
Just tell me the mission's complete and I'll be on my way. That's all I need, mate, it's a game.
And then, but so effectively, he got what he wanted, right? And he's got his ship back scot-free without any. I was like, well, never mind, but it's what it is.
You played yourself there. That's called chatting the bedpub.
Trying to be opportunistic, trying to get a free ship. And all I got was this lousy cargo.
Should put it on a shirt.
But yeah, we got the cargo. I approved the stuff. I went back to the guy, and he got his stuff. And that was about. That's probably the best part of an hour doing this. That was an activity that turned into a side quest.
A side quest, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane the amount of busy work. And I've done that at least two or three times now as well, Anna. Just finding people. This person needs this. This person needs this to do this, to do this, to do that. And it's like daisy chaining people to people to people to go and do these other things. And it's not like it's I'm just doing the exact same thing over and over again. I'm doing a lot of different things. I don't know if I mentioned this last time. I found the colony ship that had just landed at a planet, just turned up outside of orbit of a planet, and basically they are a ship from Earth that has took 200 years to get here, and they've only just arrived. But obviously everyone else has leapfrogged them in technology and stuff, and we've all got grav jumps and stuff now. But this old ass ship is like. Like I say, it took 200 years to get here, and they just got here and gone, this is our planet, and everyone's gone, no, we're already here, mate. Clear off. So I had to pay 25 grand to get them a grav jump fitted on their ship. Yeah, I was like, I can't believe I've just been talked into buying 25...
Sounds like you're just... Like, they should call this game Space Rube, where you're playing
Don't worry, I spent 12 grand on a bottle of whiskey, and then the guy...
I've done that as well.
Yeah, then the guy didn't want to... Be nice about it.
So I was like, well, why?
I talked him down.
I talked him down because I've got good persuasion skills.
I talked him down. I picked the wrong one.
Have you not done persuasion?
I've already got it because I've got a perk because of what I've like the whole character creation side of it. So I've already got some of that, but. I want to unlock all the technology and stuff.
See, I've just gone, I've put, I think I've got 2 points in persuasion now, and I don't think I have shot a gun. No, I did shoot a gun, but I had, late last night, before I turned it off, I hadn't shot a gun in hours. I just talked my way out of everything. I do not want to fight anybody.
Even in a gunfight, you're just like, no.
Well, yeah, I've got a lot of persuasion. I've got one of the skills next down from the persuasion on the next level down.
Yeah.
And that allows me to kind of bribe people.
Nice.
And I can just give, there's an option now in my thing, as well as persuade, there's one that's like, lets me just go, yeah, it's five grand, go away. Sort of thing. It's like, just like a bribe sort of thing. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty good. I never do that because I always go for the persuade because I'm like, I'm not talking $5,000 for the sake of it. No, I'll talk my way out of it first.
Classic Northerner.
I'm not paying the money if I don't have to. If it's an option that I can talk my way out of it, I'm going to try and do that. And I've gotten pretty good at it.
Kevin be paying people left and right. It'd just be like, here's a bribe. Here's a bribe. Off you go.
Yeah, it's...
Yes? There is another... like little thing I found today. You know when you're in bases, like bases on worlds that you find and you go, oh, I'm going to go around there. If you see a wall that says can be cut open.
I did see one of those.
If on the four corners, if you get your mining tool out and just hit these four little bars in the corners, that falls down and gives you a new entrance to new goodies and things that are down there. Ah,
I don't think I'm going to go back there because I did it on a quest which required me to be stealthing around a place, being talked through basically I had someone in my earpiece telling me which direction to go and when to run out because she could see all the guards and stuff.
Okay.
And it was a case of her going, go now. To the left in that cupboard, getting that vent down. To the left, I'm like, I had to
could
reload
you have
a few times.
Them? Could you have done
no,
you
no,
what
no,
you
I,
want?
No, you can't ignore because I had to reload a few times because I would. She would say, go now, and I'd go, okay, I'll give it a sec. And it was like literally the second I dropped down, there was a guard in front of me and shooting me, and I was dead. I was like, wow, it is not messing about. He wants me to do exactly as she says. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to go back there anytime soon because it was a pain getting in where I needed to be.
I think, Pab, the fact that you've spent, what is this now, 35, 40 minutes raving about this makes me think it's probably worth downloading on Game Pass.
It's on Game Pass. Give it a go. Yeah. I mean, you can spend...
I already planned to, but I haven't had a chance, you know, work and everything, but I did think at some point I'd get it downloaded. One question I probably do have is, can I play this with the kids around, or do I need to play it when I've gone to bed?
Can you play this with the kids around? There's not really blood in this, is there? Some blood in this?
No, there's like blood on the floor and again.
I'll just tell them it's jam. They're used to jam
space
on the floor.
But yeah,
I think so. I don't think it's that bad.
All right. I'll start it up in my own time and then see how I go. This is probably the first podcast in a long time that I had like four or five games I could talk about playing. Oh, no, three. Two. But I realise that most of them I've already spoken about before. But I've managed to just like weasel in at the 52nd minute or whatever we're on and be like, you know, whoops. Did I talk about a couple of weeks back? I got Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope and... been streaming it. It's been really fun playing through that. I'd forgotten I'd asked for it for my birthday, and when I got it, I was like, ooh. And it just feels like massive compared to the other game. The other game felt like it was all, as far as I'd played it, it was mostly Mushroom Kingdom stuff. It's very contained. It's more of a, I don't know, this is like a full-on, this is a story. You go into different worlds, you're, you know, trying to figure out what's going on, why there's all these sludgy monsters everywhere. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a great little game. I did have a bizarre thing happen where the day I was playing it last week, I was streaming and suddenly someone in the chat who I didn't recognise the name of just randomly went, Ubisoft Raid. And I read it out and went, Ubisoft Raid, what does that mean? What are you saying? And then I realised that Ubisoft had raided me. Mm. And I was like, what the hell?
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, and so after my stream, well, I was talking to them, I was like, where you all come from? And they were like, oh yeah, there's a... Rayman DLC out, and I was like, all right, cool, yeah. And then I'm chatting away, and then at the end of mine I raided over to someone who's playing the game, and it's only after I'd raided over and after I'd loaded up the stream, because I was like, well, why did they pick me, what on earth, what's going on here, what was the stream? So I went through to the end and they were like, yeah, so that's our new Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope DLC launch video. Let's raid over to someone who's hopefully playing the DLC now. We've got Sheepdog 6K here. You know, if he's playing the DLC, you know, stick around, see how he's doing, how he's enjoying it. They're going like, why don't you sub to him? Why don't you follow him? And all of this. And then they raid over to me and I'm just sat there playing the vanilla game and I'm absolutely haphazardly failing at it. I was stuck on a boss that I wasn't the right level for. And I mean, I did it in the end, and I feel like I must have had a decent enough stream because a couple of the people who came over on that have returned. But yeah, felt really awkward knowing that Ubisoft were like, yeah, let's raid over to this fella who's clearly only playing this, cool, like, what, six-month-old game because the DLC's out. And I wasn't. And as I say, I passed it on to someone who was, so eventually the right people benefited from that. But it was very random, just getting I did a little jokey tweet being like, cheers for the raid, Ubisoft, you know. Wasn't expecting that. I also played, so when I had my friends visit, we played Clone Hero, which...
Clone Hero?
Yeah, it's okay. Basically, I didn't realise this was a thing, right? And I'm really frustrated because a year or so ago, I had a skip at my house, emptied out my loft, emptied out my cupboards, threw away my Guitar Hero guitar. And then I've since discovered that these are like hen's teeth. People are clambering to get their hands on them left and right. You know, you can buy a Guitar Hero guitar online at sort of decent amounts now, like for the seller, I mean. Mm-hmm. And yeah, basically my friend used to be really into it. They got a guitar off the internet. They got a dongle that lets you hook it up to your PC. You get a program which is called Clone Hero, I think. Yeah, no, it is called Clone Hero. I think I was going to say it's just a scene, but it is called that. And yeah, they just filled a hard drive with songs. And then when they came here, we just went on a couple of Clone Hero forums and added more songs of any bands we could think of. And I went deep. I was like looking up bands that I know, like on Spotify, the songs. I really like the songs because I found them on a website and I follow them on Twitch and stuff since. And I know that some of their songs only have maybe 10,000 listens, and I would say 7,000 of them are probably me. And they had songs on it. So another fan had made Clone Hero songs of their songs. So yeah, we just hooked up my TV to my PC. We had like a HDMI wire going through it. We had the dongle out and we just stood there and played Guitar Hero for like 4 or 5 hours. It was brilliant fun. I had a great time. And I know that, for example, Kev had the drums and all the other different bits you could get. He had microphones as well, which I did have somewhere, but I didn't think to get them at the time. I mean, I could probably use the mic that I use for podcasting. But had all of that. It had all of that kind of... we had a song that I downloaded and it turned out it didn't have a guitar track on it. It only had a drum and something else track on it. And I'm just fascinated by this. I'm sort of thinking to myself now, maybe I need to get a guitar and a dongle and set it all up myself, because I know that Ollie likes rhythm games. He was obsessed with FNF and you know, he just likes all of that beepy boop stuff. So I just thought maybe I'd get him onto some real music and see how he does. But it's mad seeing how much of a scene there is online of all of the different... There's like 3 or 4 different forums when you Google it and you want like set lists, I think they call them, or something like that. Might not be set lists. I think it's another word actually they use. I can't remember. They've got a name that they call their files. And it's so deep and varied, and it would be impossible to get them all and play them all. So you sort of look at that and you think, why have they not made more of these games if there's such a demand for it that this whole third party scene, this community has been built where people have got whole forums and websites devoted to the millions of songs. I mean, I guess they can't have the rights to a million songs, of course, but... just seems bizarre that they've ever stopped making it, because you'd think if they made an official one that was a bit more tuned and a bit more next, you know, current gen, that wasn't Songsmith where you've got to play a proper guitar, you know, people just want to press their pink and red buttons and all of that. I was still terrible at it. I had great fun being terrible at it. I played a song on Extreme just because I wanted to play the song, and oh, I sucked at it. I got like 50% though, which I feel like is a win for someone that's incapable as me. Yeah. I never ever scored below 50, which I thought was pretty decent, but I think that's probably because I was only pressing half the buttons. we also played Mario Kart with the current DLC, which was cool. They've added in, obviously, the Piranha Plant. I'm trying to think who else they added in. There was a few other characters in it that just, they mixed up the dynamic a bit. I didn't realise how quickly the meta changes on that, and because they're all playing online and trying to aim for big points and stuff. I was trying to just keep up with them. I think basically me finishing above fourth was an achievement in that, because it meant one of them had screwed up, and me getting fourth was an achievement because of the rubber banding in that game. But no, Mario Kart, the updates have all been really good. And then the other thing I wanted to cover, just because it runs out on the 17th, there's two things to this. So the Pokemon Violet and Scarlet, I don't know why I said it that way around. Scarlet and Violet DLC comes out on the 13th in the UK. It comes out at like, I don't know, 2 a.m. or something. Yeah, it is. But in the meantime, if you go on your copy of the game, either Scarlet or Violet, There's a code online. It's something like get your Mew, but the O in your is a zero. And if you get your Mew, which I think we covered before, you have to then power it up and everything. And if you take it into, there's like a 7-star Mewtwo raid on at the moment that you can do in the game. And it's bloody hard work, I tell you. It took me 4 attempts earlier. I remembered in my lunch break today and I tried to do it. 4 attempts in. I'd set my Mew up to go into it. Basically, if you use any Pokemon, you're just fighting a Mew. If you use Mew, then you're fighting the mightiest Mewtwo. And you get like a little thing on it. And when you beat it, it's like it's level 100. All the stats on it are perfect. It's got its best moves. It's an absolute beast. And I took 4 attempts. I tried to build like a supportive Mew, thinking that everyone else would probably go for gung-ho attacking ones. But then I had 2 battles where everyone was just a supportive Mew, just sat there supporting each other, and we did no damage, and it was an absolutely pathetic battle. But no, it was fun getting back into that and getting my perfect Mew. It's in my collection now. And I'm thinking all the DLC drops next week, I might have to use Mewtwo just wandering around decking everyone because he's perfect. But yeah, no, DLC. I haven't even bought the DLC. I should probably order it so that I can actually get it the morning it comes out or whatever. But yeah, the only other thing, as I mentioned, was playing Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, whatever it's called, with Ben. He's absolutely loved that. We just completed it tonight. It was a nightmare. He would not heal me. I'd be like, Ben, if you heal me, we can carry on fighting this boss. And he'd be like, no, I'm just going to stand over here. And I'm like, just come and press the button. He's like, nah. And then anytime he went down, he's like, revive me. So, yeah, that was fun. But he's completed his, I think it's his second game he's completed. He's better than his old man at games, I tell you. They all are. Everyone is. But I'm enjoying them completing games one by one. And I think that's my lot. I've had quite a busy gaming time of it for my standards. I've completed games, I've done stuff. Yeah, it's been good.
That's still a fair amount, Sheepdog. I mean,
yeah. Have you guys played any more other than Starfield? You've got any more to cover?
I bought Baldur's Gate 3 on the PlayStation 5.
Oh, of course, It's finally out.
It is.
I've heard this is filth. The things my mate was telling me he's been doing with Dark Elves and stuff like that in that game.
Yeah, so I bought this day after it was out. So basically
you'd heard how smutty it was.
No. So it was out, I can't remember when it was out.
PC out,
but I bought it so I had 96 hours pre-game so I could play it a few days earlier. So I bought that and then I played it for 19 hours straight. I didn't go to bed.
You're just like, I'm not going to bed tonight, I'm just hooking up.
It was one of, I couldn't sleep because of the heat. It's just doing my day and I can't lay in bed.
So then you thought you'd heat things up a bit more by playing Pawn
so
Simulator.
I've not seen any of this, whatever your friend has been saying. Yes, I had to choose the size of my girl area of the bottom half, which was a bit weird. I was like, excuse me? You want me to
I'm not going to ask you to tell me, but I kind of want to know what words, what describing words they used for that. Like,
oh, no, they used the atomical words of ladies.
Oh, so it was just like areas. Numbers. It wasn't like, oh, you know, cavernous wizard sleeve.
No, but it was like, do you want this one or the wood? Yep. So I was like,
you just press a button and it goes echo, 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 echo. That's the one.
But yeah, so he does say, do you want to get rid of the nude scenes? I was like, no, I'm 18. I'm fine with that. I've not seen anything nude yet, so I don't know what your friend is saying. Maybe they are.
Are you sure it didn't say, do you want nude scenes? And you've gone, no, I'm right.
The way the story has gone, I have not needed, there's not been, do you know what I mean? There's no reason for it to happen. I have been sucked by a vampire.
Oh. Anna's accidentally played us like Sister Agnes, just wandering around
yes,
praying.
I've
You are a nun character.
I've had a vampire.
Does that make you a vampire
neck?
Then?
No, it just makes you bloodless.
No, you have to drink their blood back, Pab. God, learn Vampire Lord.
How it all works in this game.
Jesus Christ, Pab. Watch an episode of What We Do in the Shadows, will ya?
I know, I'm not up on my Buffy lore. Sorry.
But with this game, I play it. So I like to reload games because I don't like it when it goes wrong. So the amount of times I have reloaded...
That's called save scumming, Anna.
Yeah, you've been save scumming for fun then, haven't you, I bet?
I don't even know what that word means, but yes, I have. Because it goes wrong and I don't want it to go wrong. I want it to go right. But then after I've... So like there was this one part where I had to go and kill these three people. I didn't know that until I found a character, and then I had to go and kill him. I was like, well, what? Oh, why? So I like went back, reloaded, found that character first, then killed these three people. So I've been doing that. But I find it very fun. It lets you move around. I'm not dissing Starfield, but this has area. This lets you go. This is like giving me the old Final Fantasy where you can just walk around and go over here or go over there and just, you know, there's things you compare. Like this one thing, I was walking into this village that had goblins in. The goblins thought I was all right, but then I heard the screaming, went around the corner, and they had tied a dwarf to a windmill, and the windmill was like going round.
Oh,
so obviously he was going round. I accidentally went round the back and I wanted to get him off, but I pressed the wrong button, so I made the windmill go really fast. And he came off and he just
ruined
flew.
His day.
I don't know where he went.
Oh, he's gone.
I hope he is alive, but I didn't mean, like, there's a break.
I hope he is alive.
There's a break, and then there was one to make it go faster, and I pressed the wrong one. I was like, oops, I'm sorry. But yeah, he flew, and I was like, all right, that's the way it's going to go. So that was fine. But I do look. Is it Larian? I can never remember.
Larian.
Like, yeah, I love their games. They're just full of like humor and just like funniness, because like they did Original Sin, and I love both them games. Like I played a lot of them games. I think number two. I put in 196 hours when I was supposed to be doing my dissertation. Mm-hmm. So I put a lot of hours, and I played that on the PC. That was 198 hours on a PC, and then obviously I got it on console, and I've put many, many hours into these kind of games. And yeah, I don't think I've played a Baldur's Gate before, but doesn't seem to matter. I'm not really missing any of like backstory, I don't think. I'm just going through. I've got a vampire with me. I've got like I can talk to a squirrel about nuts and stuff. I have like a devil kind of person that's like got just flames on them all the time. Yeah, and like I have all these powers and I'm not quite sure how I use them, but I'm learning slowly.
Everyone's tuning in. Anna's talking about her new meds, by the way.
I wish. Oh, don't get me on about doctors. Oh, I just cannot be bothered.
Save that
for
the post show.
But yeah, it's a good game.
That sounds. I mean, to be fair, I've never had a bad word said about it. Everyone I know thinks it's amazing. You're the only person who hasn't waxed on about how erotic it is, so that's surprising. That you've not seen any of that.
But I'm not very far in. Like I've literally. I woke up. I found a village, like a little village. I did their little quest. I did that, and now everyone is going towards Baldur's Gate, and I went the other way to look down what's going over there and found something else going on. So
if you're talking to squirrels and everyone's heads are burning and stuff, it sounds like you popped some acid and went to a rave or something. While they all walked to Baldur's Gate.
I like talking to squirrels. Like, because I have a team member that has, like, they can talk to animals. So I've talked to a cow. I've talked to sheep.
What did it say? Moo?
No, because the cow is not a cow. He's something else, but I didn't have the persuasion to ask him what he was. So he just stood there going, I'm not going to tell you who I am. So I need to find a way to see what he is, because he's not like, because the other cows just said moo to me, but this cow was like talking.
So are you
like,
sure they can talk to animals if the other cows were just saying moo?
Well, couldn't it? Because they were animals.
They were.
Yeah, but
the guys,
you're not talking to them if they're just saying moo, are you? I can talk to animals if moo's all they're saying.
What I mean is they were like, moo, oh, I want some food. But this one, I have to talk to them and go, tell me who you are. I'm going to tell them to make you for dinner. And he didn't like that, so he didn't want to talk to me anymore.
I'd be offended by that as well. That would upset
me. But, yeah, Baldur's Gate. Great, like I can see why their scores are like 97 and whatnot. It is
what
very good.
Could they possibly be chalking 3% off of a game for really any game? I know I've never really thought about this before. You go through it and you're so satisfied.
It's riddled with bugs.
Of course it is. It's a massive game.
It's performance isn't
at that point.
Great,
then
apparently.
Though, you don't knock 3% off, do you? It's weird. This is why we don't give numbers for scores. It's always weird.
No, but the thing is that it works fine with controller, because these games are usually PC games, so you're using a keyboard and your F1s and your whatnot. This is built for a controller. Like I can use all. I just press like L1 or R1 to get to like my powers, and I can just use them by using the stick. In olden games, you would have to go to the bottom, go
in
like,
the olden days.
In the excuse me, in the pre Steam Deck days, you would have to go to the bottom, and then you would have to press left or right to pick your spell, and like you'd have the whole bottom of the screen would be just. Have all these boxes on, whereas now it's just like a wheel that you pop up as and when you need to use it.
Could I just point out that it's still like that on the if you're playing on PC?
Oh, is it really?
You can plug a controller in and it works exactly the same on a controller if you use the controller on the PC. But if you are using mouse and keyboard, you have a hotbar full of a lot of buttons and a lot of stuff to press. So
what about on Steam Deck then? Is that the same as
Steam Deck? It'll have a controller configuration.
Oh, okay, well it works like with these kinds of games controllers were fiddly as anything, but this works fine. Like I've not found any.
I've heard it's perfectly serviceable.
I can't fault the controller. It in and like the in and out, like I can go right up to my characters if I want to. You can be like all that, like see the whole thing. Like it's great. But yeah, Baldur's Gate, it's out if you need something. See now my next game I want now is Spider-Man. I need to have because I have the controller now.
It's over a month.
Yeah, it's in October, isn't it? So not too long, but
tell me is that EGX weekend?
Which games is coming out EGX weekend?
Spider-Man.
I won't be coming.
Oh, I was hoping
today.
You weren't saying that. I missed what Anna had said for some reason. I think something went off on my phone. And I was like, for a second, I thought she said a new Borderlands game. And I was like, surely not.
No.
But Spider-Man coming out EGX week. At least hopefully it'll be there then.
have you been
probably
to...
not. They don't have Sony,
no,
do they?
It's, we're all right, Anna. It's 20th of October is what they're planning. So it's the week after.
Oh, we can.
Wait, I think it's the
12th,
isn't it? I think
my youngest is chomping at the bit for me to get this. He was shouting at me the other day, "When are you gonna play Spider-Man again?" And I was like, "Well, I've completed the two that I have, mate. Like, the new one's coming out in October." He's like, "Well, why isn't it October now?" It's like, "Well, because that's not how time works, little fella." So yeah, he's gonna get home from school and he's just gonna spend 2 hours angry at me every day because I'll be at work. Why aren't you on the PlayStation playing Spider-Man? That's how I just get on it now.
It
and I'm like,
I mean, Anna played it again recently on the PlayStation 5 version.
I've got it. Oh, no, I mean, I completed Miles Morales. Did I not talk about this on a podcast weeks ago?
Yes, you did, but I mean, you played the original again.
I mean, to be fair, I could go and do loads of side missions with him. I'd just been playing Shadow of the Colossus as well, which I didn't mention, and other bits and bobs. So, Yeah, I mean, he's getting at an age where he's into games all of a sudden quite heavily. Keep telling him to learn to bloody read so he could actually play them on his own. But he's desperate for me to get this new Spider-Man game. And it does look really, really cool. I can't wait for it. It's like probably the game that I'm waiting for most. And then I need to catch up with Final Fantasy 16 and Starfield and all sorts. I've got such a busy gaming time ahead as well, don't I? God. Busy year. It's been a good year for games, isn't it?
Yes.
It ain't done yet. It's had its moments. Yeah. Now you've got what? Assassin's Creed, Spider-Man, Football Manager at some point. I know that comes out every. You got FIFA in a couple of days, but it's not called FIFA anymore. I'm sure there's a Call of Duty there somewhere.
Sometime in October again. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all coming out. It's the time of the year again, isn't it?
Alan Wake.
Yeah, you got that? Yeah. I never got into Alan Wake when it was...
I'm into that one.
Are you really? It scared me.
It looks scary, but I'm kind of into it because it's got Control vibes, so I'm in.
Okay.
So I'm in.
Yeah, that game scared the bejesus out of me, so I never went back to it. I was like, no, I think I've had enough of horror games. My heart just can't take it anymore. It just the bejesus out of me. Like, Until Dawn and all that, I want to play them, but my heart does not want to do that anymore. But yeah,
that's... I don't necessarily want to be uncomfortable when I'm trying to just sit and play something.
No, not anymore. I'm over that. But that's it. That's all I've done.
Nice. Are we wrapping up there then, Pebby?
I think so. Literally, what I've written down for this week is literally Starfield because, like,
that's
all I have pretty much, because I have not done anything else.
I can't remember how Kev does this. I know he says, did you know? I mean, yeah, you can follow us on MGUK Podcast on Twitter, and I'm at RB6K.
Oh, God, I'm at Miss Lelujo. That sounds so weird. I know what you mean now. Like, with Kev not being here, it's like, oh, what the hell? Yeah, yeah.
And I'm at Pab, 1986.
Yes, well, speaking of Kev, by the time people are listening to this, he'll probably be limping over the line of his, 50-hour no-sleep marathon. Is that still... He had a power cut, didn't he?
So he can have sleep, but he has to bank them. So basically...
Oh, yeah, no, I mean...
They had a power cut this morning. He was playing and the whole thing just went pop and everything went off and he just bit him. He just stood there and I was like, why did you just stand there? He's like, what can I do? And I was like, I guess. But they got it back up running. They've phoned Guinness. Guinness is fine because they just used some of his save time, his break time, to deal with what happened with the power cut. But these things happen. This is why, obviously, he can bank time.
There's an adjudicator there. Yeah. It's an official Guinness thing, which is shocking. I didn't realise it was all... Like, I spoke to you about it, didn't I? I didn't realise it was all proper, like Guinness is there and... That's impressive. That's big stuff.
Yeah, it's all done through.
If you're listening to this now, get on Twitch, go cheer him on. I might turn up I've got family stuff tomorrow, but I'm trying to. I was there yesterday, but I might pop in if I remember in the daytime, between my sister visiting, just to see how he's getting on. Because last time I heard from him, his voice was getting croaky and he was popping tablets. Bless him. But on that note, have a good week, everyone. Catch you soon.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.